Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon won this year's Best Foreign Language Oscar. It had four competitors. One of them opens in theaters today. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
It's been 35 years since the heyday of the Czech New Wave. Remember incandescent pictures like Loves of a Blonde, Closely Watched Trains, and The Fireman's Ball? Watching Divided We Fall recalls those great films. Not only is it that good, it is also that wonderfully, inescapably Czech. Divided We Fall has the characteristic Czech ability to distill laughter out of painful situations, to balance on the delicate razor's edge between humor, pathos, and potential tragedy. It's set during one of the most divisive periods in Czech history, World War II's German occupation.
Jude! Jude is here! Jude! Jude is here! Hilfe!
A couple decides, half against their will, to shelter a Jewish refugee in their small apartment. This is a comedy of sorts, but Life is Beautiful, it's not. Divided We Fall never over-sentimentalizes. Ironies are plentiful yet unforced, and characters, even the bad guys, are not denied their humanity or their complexity. Divided We Fall starts with a sudden reappearance in a small occupied town of a ghost-like Jewish fugitive named David. He's the son of the town's leading industrialist and has just escaped from a concentration camp. A former employee named Yosef and his wife agree to hide the hunted man in a secret pantry in their apartment. Not because they're eager to, not because they're stereotypically heroic, but because the other alternatives are completely unacceptable. It's a decision that is laden with complications, both serious and silly. Yosef, a decent man but a perennial grumbler, is reluctant to give David his favorite blanket. But the film also asks thoughtful questions. Is compromise inevitable? Is integrity an option? Is redemption possible? You wouldn't believe, a weary Yosef tells David, what abnormal times can do to normal people. To which David quietly replies, yes, I would. Divided We Fall is never judgmental, and the film's serious, reserved tone makes its comedy that much funnier and unexpected.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.